danger. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show, DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Yes, it is. Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday!
Yes, it's Thursday.
Is it Thrusting Thursday? Is it Thursday? What is going on in your world, DJ Envy? Or as you just eloquently told me, DJ Entry? What's happening? What's up? What's happening?
Is it supposed to snow today?
Oh, is it what's in your forecast?
What's my forecast?
How many inches?
9.5 inches.
9.5, okay, all right.
Oh, listen, goodness. Man,
drop on the clues bomb for DJ Envy. I've been wanting a gay character on this show for as long as I can remember, okay? I thought it was me, but I guess it's you.
Hey.
If you want that fun, to take it.
I'm not going to entertain it. It's pretty...
Entertain what?
Pretty funny.
Let's just explain what's happening.
I really
here.
Don't know what's happening. I just walked
I'll
in the room
tell
and
you
they started
happening.
Showing me.
What so happened? This morning, DJ Envy was trending on Twitter.
Last night.
He showed me the trending topics because he had 30,000 tweets. I said, what did you do? What do you do?
I didn't do anything.
And then I woke up to like 6 different texts, and you know, just a bunch of my homies like, bruh. And they just sending me the trending topic list. What did he do? What happened?
Well, apparently he, now I've heard this story for quite some time now.
Really?
For the last four.
What's the goddamn story?
For the last four or five weeks, somebody's been sending all these stories to different blogs.
What stories?
Apparently DJ Envy likes to get, can I say dildos on the radio?
Why can't you say dildos on the radio?
I just want to make sure.
Go ahead.
I just want to verify. He likes dildos in his rear.
Why dildos over penis, Envy? Like, why go GMO and you can just go get organic?
Charlamagne, I don't like neither. I don't like dildos or penises. And
if the internet says you like dildos, you like dildos.
I mean, I guess I can't argue against the internet.
So I don't want to hear nothing from you, DJ Entry, until you want to come clean. All right.
Well,
this is just a publicity stunt for your little set tonight at Powerhouse. I want to see what kind of friends you're gonna bring out.
The real question
DJ Envy and friends. What kind of friends you gonna bring out now?
Envy, do you get colonics before that?
Colonics are really good for you. I haven't had one, but I would like one.
What are you talking about?
From what I've heard. Is that it's very necessary.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All I know is I can't wait to see what kind of friends you bring out tonight since you have revealed to the world that you like GMO penises in your buttocks.
Who revealed to the world? Like, I don't know where this is
coming
from.
Where this came from?
I honestly don't know.
Listen, ain't nobody just pulled this out their ass.
I woke up this morning, they said I like 9.5-inch dildos.
Okay, so where it come from? It came from somewhere.
I don't know where it came from. I wish I knew.
You know where they come from. Well,
I don't know where the dildos come from. But
I can't wait to see your set at Powerhouse tonight.
But hey, if that's what they say.
You at the top of the show or the bottom of the show? Where you at in the lineup?
I'm at the bottom of the show.
This blog has posted messages.
Don't say the blog's name.
Snapchat?
Who's the blog? Don't say the blog.
I don't know the blog. But
is it a reputable
blog? Why are you asking me who and then you telling me don't say
the
name?
Because I know that's why they do things like this because they just want attention, so I don't want to give them attention.
But whoever was been chasing all the reputable blogs and all the reputable blogs...
Nobody posted it,
and I guess they found one that has and they retweeted, but I let them live.
Well, like, if you wake up this morning and you show me 30,000 tweets of yourself, somebody with some juice posted that.
What's better, the truth or the lie?
The truth, but nobody cares about the truth and the lie is more entertaining.
There you go.
What if the truth is the lie?
I'm going with this lie. Well, this lie is good. Simply
listen,
because of
can
the,
I just
the
read
nickname
you have
DJ Entry.
To one of these messages?
You responded. You didn't respond.
So now the person...
You better say allegedly.
The person whose name is me said, and I'll lick your... to get it really wet.
Lick
my
what?
9.5-inch
what?
Strap. Get on your knees and feel my nipples against your back. And Envy said, you are vicious.
So this is a lady? This is a woman.
I don't know.
We don't know who it is. There's no picture intact. I don't know if it's a female. I don't know if it's a male.
So I'm assuming it's a woman.
I don't know if it's a transgender. I don't know who it is.
Not nipples that
you
can feel.
You have nipples.
Yeah, but you can't. If I put them on your back, you ain't going to feel them.
Go over there and see. Let's see.
Sit your ass down. Don't you get up. I'm not playing with you guys today.
Who we got on the show today?
Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti. Dropping a cruise bomb for Yo Gotti. Sorry, Yo Gotti got to be involved with this mess, but he'll be here today. That'll change the tide. That'll change the tide for about an hour. Then we get right back to you, DJ Entry.
Oh, great. And stop calling me that. But
No, never.
But tonight goes down. Powerhouse will happen tonight. And I got a bunch of amazing people coming out with me today.
DJ Envy and friends, you sure they still want to stand by you? We're going to see how homophobic people are after tonight.
Stop saying. Oh, man. You guys are crazy. This is hilarious, though. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Yo Gotti will be joining us. And we got Front Page News. What are we talking about?
Let's talk about those Brooklyn Nets.
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
For me, his DMs, he got 6 gay men in his DMs all shooting a shot.
They are.
Okay, we do shoot your shot every Monday right here on the Breakfast Club.
If you want to shoot your shot with DJ Envy.
DJ Entry. All right?
DJ Entry.
Are crazy. That's his name till at least Saturday.
All right. Yeah, stop getting in my DMs. No, you cannot eat my booty. It's not happening. Stop.
Why you can't? Why they want? Why? Why? Not why? You're not a buffet? Tell them you're not a buffet.
Oh, first.
Tell them you're not a buffet.
First, I'm married. Second of all, I'm not gay.
Ain't nobody say you was gay. They say you take
girls. Yeah, where did that come from?
They say you take dildos.
Wait, what was that?
I don't got nothing to do with being gay, I don't think.
But my girl, DJ Envy.
All I know is we're going to get to the bottom of why you like GMO penises over organic. All right. I understand why dildos.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news.
Let's do back page.
The back page news.
You guys are crazy. Now, the Houston Astros beat the Dodgers last night, 7-6. They tied the series 1-1. And also, did you go to the game last night?
I had my book club, and I'm so upset. But shout out to my Brooklyn Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets beat the Cleveland Cavaliers somehow, some way. I don't know how, but they sure did.
I needed to be at that game.
All right. Now, what else are we talking about, Yee?
The brother of the Las Vegas mass shooter, Stephen Paddock, was arrested. And he was arrested yesterday on suspicion of possessing hundreds of images of child pornography. Douglas Paddock, 58 years old. Now, there's 20 criminal charges against him, all related to possession of child pornography or the sexual exploitation of children. He had more than 600 pornographic images of children or youths, including 10 or more images showing a child younger than 12.
Is that the same guy that was on TV, like, trying to act like his brother would never do something like this?
No, he's one of four brothers.
Oh, that wasn't the same one?
Okay.
Different brother?
He was homeless at the time. They couldn't find him. They recently tracked him to the facility where he was arrested on yesterday.
So it's a couple of members of their family whose moral compass is just all the way off.
Yeah, the dad was on the FBI's most wanted list at one point because he was a convicted bank robber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
What else are we talking about from page
Now, let's talk about Don Lemon. He's been getting racist death threats from white nationalist Trump supporters, and he had to actually file a report with the NYPD. Now, he did an open letter to Donald Trump. He was upset about Maisha Johnson, the whole situation with Donald Trump calling the widow of, calling about her husband, LaDavid. And here's what he had to say in his open letter to Donald Trump.
You have two daughters. Can you imagine Ivanka or Tiffany in Maisha's shoes having a fight with the commander-in-chief while they are pregnant and grieving? If Maisha Johnson is mad at you, take it. It's part of what you signed up for when you decided to descend that escalator and throw your hat in the ring for president. You are the commander-in-chief. Act like you know that you're big enough not to have to win every fight or respond to every criticism. Confident and secure people ask for help all the time, and they ask for forgiveness. Insecure people think they know everything and need no help. And I want you to think about this. The only gold star families you have attacked are people of color. How does that look?
Why are we always trying to negotiate with Donald Trump? Like, stop negotiating with a terrorist. Like, you know this dude is evil. You know, he moves like a white supremacist. He moves like a bigot. So why are we always trying to convince him to do better? Who gives a damn? I understand he's the president of the United States of America, but it comes a point in time where you just got to, like, turn a blind eye to it and just figure out your own situation.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to negotiate with him.
He also addressed Maisha Johnson, and he did his own speaking for the country and not for the president, and apologizing to her for what she's going through and for the grieving that she's having, because she is pregnant and grieving her husband.
Right. But it just becomes an echo chamber after a while. It's like we keep saying the same old talking points about Donald Trump. Like, we know he ain't, period. Like, why?
I don't know.
Why we got to keep repeating it different ways?
Right. Well, until we get him out.
He's there.
So
until we get about focus on other things, focus on the local elections coming up, you know, focus on your own communities, you know, be the change you want to see in the world, because that change you want to see in the world is not going to start from that goddamn White House.
I think this is more about Maisha Johnson, though, and him wanting to reach out to her because he has daughters, like he said in the letter, and he just does not like the way that Donald Trump treated Maisha Johnson.
So why not write an open letter to Maisha Johnson?
He did that as well.
Oh, okay. That's good.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now.
They're wide open.
What else is wide open, Envy? The phone lines, your butthole, huh? Let's talk about it, sir.
Wow.
Huh?
What is wrong with you?
No. What's right with me? All right?
What's wrong with you?
All right, DJ Entry? We need to know what's happening. What's up? What's happening?
Call us up right now, 800-585-1051.
This is a publicity stunt for your little set tonight at Powerhouse
NYC. Set's going to be amazing tonight. And don't forget, if you're going to Powerhouse tonight, get there early. Doors open up at 6, all right?
What else opens up at 6?
Yeah. Concert starts at 7. I get on at 8,
all
right?
When's somebody going to get off you, though?
You know what?
You getting on, but when's somebody getting off you?
It's the Breakfast Club.
Good morning. And it goes on at 9:30.
Hey, boy, you look mighty cute in them jeans.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Bianca Nacion Shiver.
Hey, what's up, mama? Get it off your chest.
Okay, so I was diagnosed with bipolar in 2009 here in Miami, and I lost custody of my daughter. And now I'm finally able to have my daughter and my son in my life full-time, and I'm able to be a full-time mom.
So you are blessed now.
You are blessed. Why are you crying? It sounds like you're crying, Mama. You okay?
That's
tears
a lot
of joy.
Went
tears
Well, first of all, I'm so happy to talk to all you guys. I listen every day. But I'm so happy that I finally got myself together, because everyone has this stigma on mental illness that we can't do anything. But we can do anything we put our minds to. We have to work harder than everybody else.
Well, I'm so happy for you reunited with your children. Feeling much
better.
Thank you. Congratulations, baby.
Congratulations, mama.
That's a great story.
Damn, man. We got the homie. So my homie, salute the intern, John. He just texted me, said, man, is Envy stuff real? I said, man, I think so. I'm going to put I think so.
You ass. Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning.
All signs point to yes.
Good morning. Get it off your chest.
Good morning, Wake Up Club. This is Maggie from Manhattan. I really want to get this off my chest.
Go, Maggie.
Y'all keep talking about eating out the ass. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Now, if my man sat in the tub for 2 hours, I still wouldn't eat out his ass. I don't want him to eat out of mine. It's just too disgusting.
Now, this is the second time this week you done call up here ass-eating shaming.
Now, how do you feel about, like, a dildo or something like that?
So I don't have a problem with that. It's nobody's mouth.
I'm going to be the butt of everybody's joke today, huh?
No, you're just going to be the butt that we put dildos in right before every
Maggie,
joke.
Maggie, goodbye.
All right?
Thank you, Maggie.
We don't want to hear nothing about your butt until you tell us why you prefer GMO now, penis over organic.
What I do need to know is if we need to get something on the plane that we're not supposed to carry, can we store it in your butt?
You know what? Shut up. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. It is up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Jessica Young from Woodbridge, New Jersey. Well, I live in South Amboy, New Jersey.
Hey, get it off your chest.
Okay, why am I mad? I had a nervous breakdown 3 months ago. DISIS was called. Now, the DISIS case is still going on, and I'm threatening them with a because my son's father, brother, is suffers from cerebral palsy.
Okay.
So the investigator of DISIS looked him up and down and literally told him to his face he cannot be a supervisor because he has cerebral palsy. Now I gave DISIS everybody's, my brother's number. I gave my sister-in-law's number to take my two handicapped children that are autistic, both of them, 2 and 3. They never called anybody. All of a sudden today, I called them. I told them I got a lawyer, and now they called my brother. They called this one. They want to go re-interview the other guy and let him be a supervisor. I said, no, you guys already messed up, honey. You guys know any good lawyers out there that can help me with this lawsuit?
Oh, you talking to us?
I was confused.
you're suing DIFIS?
I'm suing Dyfus in Warbridge, in Perth Amboy office. Yes,
I'm gonna be honest. I've never heard of somebody suing Dyfus.
And not only that, I was in a vehicle with them on September 22nd, and they drove the vehicle like a maniac, 85 miles an hour on the way. It's 287, 85 miles an hour, coming up on a tractor trailer's almost bumper, putting his blinker on, getting in the right lane, passing by. I jumped out the car. I told him to stop the car. I said, if you don't stop the car, I swear to God, I'm going to spit on you. So when I spit, and that's when he stopped the car, I got locked up. And now they fired they fired the lady, Carol, that worked in Dyfus' office.
Oh, God.
That told me, and three cops that work in there told me to get a lawyer because what they're doing to me is wrong. I want my story on. I love my kids. I had a nervous breakdown. Yes, I was unstable because I was missing my Xanax. Now I'm stable, and now they're still f***ing with me.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we'll pray for you.
Yeah, we'll definitely pray for you.
Google good lawyers sue Dyfus. I'm sure something will come out.
Well, good
luck. There's nothing you can't Google, people.
No, you're right.
Jesus Christ,
and
you
we'll
just
definitely pray
me.
For you.
It must be difficult, man, when it comes to being separated from your children or
absolutely.
The potential of that.
What kind of energy are we letting through the phone line this morning? I understand everybody's going through something, but Jesus.
Well, they're getting it off their chest.
Well, I would rather talk about what Envy's getting in his butt. All right? That is much more interesting.
Well, you know, Envy, I did have some questions, too, because I've never been able to do that personally, and I want some tips.
You don't like anal?
No, and I want Envy to give me some tips on how...
Nine and a half
manage.
Is a bit much. You ain't just start this yesterday.
Look, you
okay?
Guys.
You don't just start with nine
you
and a half.
You have to stop with the rumors, all right?
What
stop
rumors?
It.
Okay, so that's the first tip. All right, so then what?
What are you talking about? You know what? Get it. You know, you got rumors coming up. You
get
got
it on your chest. Get it in your butt.
Get it in your butt.
We got rumors on the way.
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, my goodness. What are we talking about?
We're going to talk about it goes down in the DMs. Mm. Our very own DJ Envy. We're going to talk about this conversation he had, and it has to do with 9.5 inches of cold, hard rubber.
Which I don't understand. Why are you doing GMO penises when there's plenty of good organic penis out here?
You guys believe anything, don't you guys? You guys believe anything, don't you?
Yeah, we just report. We don't make up.
It don't matter what we believe. It matters what allows us to get these jokes off.
This guy.
Believing is one thing.
All right, rumors on the way.
Jokes is another.
I guess I'm the butt of everybody's jokes this morning.
Oh, no, you're the butt that the dildo's going in of everybody's jokes.
Ah, man, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's find out who's being cyberbullied.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
I would have preferred you to say digitally penetrated.
See?
Okay, now I do have a lot of backstory on this.
What?
I do.
Okay, good.
All right, so there's DJ Envy is the number one trending topic on Twitter.
Still?
And that is because of a story that broke about Envy liking to get penetrated anally with a 9.5-inch dildo.
This is a terrible way for you to promote your set at Powerhouse tonight. Okay?
I am going to be on tonight.
Now, just to put this in perspective.
I get on at 8 o'clock.
This has been going on for quite some time.
What's been going on for quite some time?
The story I'm talking about.
What, Envy being gay? What do you mean? What story?
First of all, and let's
just
be clear.
You better just say allegedly.
And let's just be clear. It's not gay.
Okay.
Necessarily.
All right.
Okay. But I will say this. Envy did tell me somebody had been harassing him and putting up these fake stories and trying to tag all these different blogs. And a lot of people did hit me up because I was getting tagged in it and other blogs.
Sexual harassment or what kind of harassment?
Well, they've been putting out this Snapchat conversation with DJ Envy. Now, Envy, what is your name on Snapchat?
DJ, Sir Envy1.
Okay, so.
You make them call you Sir?
Wow.
This Snapchat conversation is with somebody named DJ Envy. It doesn't say Sir Envy1, according to these screenshots from Snapchat. And so the person is saying, I need you to relax while I rub my toy up your leg. And Envy responds, what toy? That person says, and I will lick your A to get it really wet. My 9.5-inch strap-on. Get on your knees and feel my nipples against your back.
Whoa.
To which DJ Envy responded, you are vicious.
9.5?
My goodness.
Then that
bro, you just ain't start doing this.
Then the person said, I will lick your ear as I'm slowly sliding it in. Can you feel my nipple? And then the conversation
skips
ahead.
You can feel nipples?
They're hard. Envy says, yeah, right. That N-word's still sleeping. You had that N-word eating your A. Did you strap on F him? And the person responded, I know.
Who is this talking?
I'm not sure.
Talking to somebody?
Says, yeah, it just says me. Now, I've never heard anybody use the word vicious before. But there's been
Can you pronounce vicious? Say vicious right now.
Vicious.
Okay.
All right. Now, there's been some conversations on The Breakfast Club behind the scenes. And we have those conversations.
I don't know what y'all talking about this morning. This is crazy.
For you guys this morning, let's get into that. Are you flaming?
Yes, I am. Y'all are crazy. Y'all, you know what? I'm not going to entertain this bull crap that you're spewing out here, Angelique.
Whoa. Or,
is it vicious?
You are crazy.
Whoa.
But just know anybody can make anything appear through.
I just want to know why you like dildos instead of regular penis. Like, why GMO over organic?
I don't like any of it.
Now, I did advise MB when this was happening to just ignore it and it will go away. I guess that was...
You can't just ignore 9.5 inches in your butt, all right?
There's nothing going in my butt!
I don't believe you for some reason.
Oh, my goodness.
Why are you protesting so hard?
Is this defamation of character of certain blogs?
Is this defecation of your character? Is it? Huh? Is it defecation of your character?
Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
Tonight, I'm going to be a powerhouse, and my show starts at 8 o'clock. Make sure you get there early.
We're going to see how what kind of friends you really got tonight, because the name of this set is DJ Envy and Friends. We're going to see what kind of friends want to stand by you tonight, sir. All right?
Well, I'm reaching out to Frank Ocean.
Sir Dildo.
Sir. Available tonight.
All right.
Frank Ocean don't want no
Frank Ocean's not interested. He all right. Do
Frank Ocean out here with the finest of organic penises. All right. He do not want no GMO plastic penis
all
like
right.
you.
Enough of
all right.
the fake
All right. Well, we're
going to
get
please.
More.
You ain't never see what the hell?
We're going to get more into it with DJ MB this morning.
No, we're not. I'm not, this is stupid.
Oh, so
no, we
this
just getting started.
No,
okay,
no.
We got Yo Gotti coming in next. But after we get Yo Gotti out the way, we coming right back to you, DJ Entry. All right. don't even relax. All right? Don't even
relax
a little
bit. And you made a lot of
bit.
People comfortable about whatever it is they like in the bedroom.
And you got tassels on your shirt today? Oh, we going to talk about this, bro. You got tassels on your nipple. I don't know what's
you know
going
what?
On this morning. We're
going
to get
you.
To the bottom of all
I
of this.
I can't with you.
I've been wanting a gay character on this show for a long time. Is this gay, though? Is he gay?
I don't think so.
So if you take a scrap, if you're a man and you take a scrap on, you're not gay?
They don't know I'm
not
here.
If a woman puts
I'm
it
here.
There.
You can,
not
I'm,
if a woman
I'm
puts
here.
It there, right?
Yeah. Guys, I'm here. I'm like right here. You can ask me. Envy, is that true?
It's like
no, it's not
jinx,
true.
Kind of.
Envy, you're laughing, yeah, because it's
it
funny.
Could
it's
be
not true.
That he wants to experiment and perhaps at some point. But I don't know. It doesn't necessarily have to.
I don't believe half of this story because there's no way Envy would.
DJ Entry is now trending.
Envy wouldn't mess.
DJ Entry is now trending?
Yes, now DJ Entry is trending.
You know what?
Envy wouldn't mess with another woman.
You got Yo Gotti when we come back.
Woman.
Yo Gotti, when
everything else, I'm not too sure.
Yo Gotti, when we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Rake it up.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, and we got to congratulate him. Platinum artist, ninth studio album, Yo Gotti.
Yo.
Well, we congratulating Gotti on this time. I got him getting money for a while.
Another
oh, it's the Rake It Up Platinum? Okay, got you. I'm like... You ain't new to this.
Nah.
But things have
regular
been elevating.
Regular schedule programming.
It's regular.
Yeah,
but
regular.
Things have been elevating. That's rare for an artist, like to just keep on after 9 albums, higher and higher and higher, you know?
That's the hustling instinct. The hustling instinct. You got to keep reinventing yourself and figuring it out. Game changing. You got to be on top of this.
You know every that? Time you release a record, I think people say, like, wow, Gotti's done it. And then every time you release a bigger record.
Right.
Down in the DMs was one of the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people believe you could top that. And you sure they would rake it up.
Hey, I was just telling my little homie that, like, the other night, like, I said, I don't know if we should take this, like, some of the statements as a compliment or an insult. And a person be like, you got another one. Or like,
mm-hmm.
oh, you where you get this one from? And like,
yeah.
In one sense, it's like, what you thought? You thought it was over at the other one, you know what I'm saying? Or I don't know if it's like, it's a compliment.
I don't think it's meant to be an insult.
I think it's artists from the South. Like, for some reason, the industry still don't believe in artists from the South like that.
I don't know.
That's what I think it is.
Also, it's not easy to have a hit record like that.
No, I don't think it's that.
It's not easy. Like, you have, you know, people have songs that are big, but talking about like a hit record, platinum, it's really not that easy.
I don't think it's that.
No matter who you are.
That Gotti doesn't do your typical radio records to make hits.
Yeah, he do street
like
singles. Rake It Up as a script club record.
He doesn't have a singing thing. He does street-ish, and they all connect. That's what's surprising. That's what's dope about it.
Yeah, as if he doing me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe in, like, even with the artists I work with, like, I don't never believe you send nobody in, like, no certain direction to try to make a hit record. You just go record. Like, whatever you feeling, whatever you saying, like, really with all my artists, like, do what you do. Like, what you heard creatively in your head,
mm-hmm.
that's what you do. And then we figure it out from whatever the best music you have from that point, we figure out how to put it out.
All right, now let's get back. We'll get back to the album in a minute. That comes out Friday. Let's get to the book. now, TMZ reports you're on the LAPD's radar in connection to the Young Dolph shooting.
Well, they dropped that.
LAPD denies those claims. But why do you think they believe that? Because y'all were staying at the same hotel that day.
Allegedly.
I'm always on police radar. So,
mm-hmm.
Where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? And I'm Yo Gotti, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think the way I came up, where I come from, you know what I mean? Just the whole demeanor of who I am and what I represent, what I stand on, it put me in some of them places.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like to be even a person of interest of anything, you know what I mean? Not just with little homie, but anything I'm around, you know what I mean? If something happened up here, randomly outside, I'd probably be one of the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, you know what I mean? Well, I am, but I ain't really been on that, you know what I mean?
But whatever issue you and Dolph have, don't you think it's gone too far at this point? Like, isn't it time to...
I don't got no issue.
Yeah.
I ain't got no issue. Like, it probably was the second or third time I've been up here and said the same thing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I ain't got no issue. You know what I mean? I don't have issues.
How does this affect business, though? Because then stories like this get out, and, you know, clearly Young Dolph must feel something because of the album that he put out afterward and everything. But does this affect business for you? Because I know sometimes it's hard as an artist to get booked in certain venues, but I still see you out here working. But has it affected anything where they're like, well, we don't want to deal with this right now till we see the outcome?
Yeah, I mean, that's the part as a hustler. I be trying to stay away from it because it mess with the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, it mess with the money. It's like, we doing, like you said, every year I'm going up on a different platform. We going in different space. You got some artists who want street credit. Like, they market street credit. You know what I mean? They take certain incidents to turn it into marketing, mm-hmm. to try to boost the sales. And you don't never see me speaking on that. I'm trying to stand away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't never accepting it. I ain't never doing nothing. You know what I mean? I'm pushing that away because that ain't me. Like, I ain't got no issue. You know what I mean? And I really don't think I don't got no issue.
Mm.
I just think it's marketing, you know what I mean, or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't nothing real. Like, when you
ain't
never...
marketing get shot.
Yeah, it ain't marketing. Somebody clearly got an issue with Young Dolph. And we don't know who it is.
Me.
Yeah. And see, what scares me about that is, like, Biggie, you know, if you watch all these Biggie and Pac docs, Biggie never was always like, I'm spreading the love, I don't got no issue with the bro, yada, yada, yada. And he still ended up getting popped at. So it's like, what if somebody that's down with Dolph or loves Dolph think it's you doing it, and then, you know, God forbid, they aim something at you.
And you be out. You know, it's not like you're hiding or you don't go out. You're out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always out.
Mm-hmm.
You think, is it worth it on behalf of Memphis just to... like, have a press conference with you and Dolph and, like, look, we good. I don't got no problems. We don't have no problems with each other. Let's move forward.
I don't really understand it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we talking, like, theories or like, I guess we all wondering, like, what it is, or we talking facts. Like, the facts is, me and Home never had one argument.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Ever in life.
Mm-hmm.
We never touched each other. Ever in life. We never... exchange no money ever in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The facts is just, I'm the biggest rapper from Memphis. You know what I mean? I help a lot of rappers from Memphis. I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I can't really think of what it is.
Like, what, you don't even know why there would be a problem. Yeah. You wanted to sign him at one point, right?
I actually was helping him at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I really just wanted to sign him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, giving him advice, letting him come out on my shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, telling them how the game go. Letting my people work with them. It was cool. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Then it just took a left turn somewhere.
Like, even at one point, I even asked myself, like, yo, where this shit come from? And I looked at, me and Holmes just text all the time. So I looked at a phone out there, my phone out there. I let you read the last text I ever sent home. I think we should do that. Give my phone for me.
Gotti pulling up the text right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I just want to get past this. I think you and Dolph is two cool individuals, and that when you start seeing people get shot at repeatedly and shot, it's like, all right, it's going too far. Which ones you want me to read? Start right there.
What's the date though?
Yeah, what's the date?
August 24th, 2012.
5 years ago.
That's how you got to approach this, homie. Just got to stay down and make the right decisions, and you can win big, my nigga. You in a good space in Memphis, but you got to take that from there to the world, and it's going to turn into money. I like your grind, my nigga. When I was in your position, none of them who could have helped me did. Our city f***ed up, homie, and I'm trying to stop letting history repeat itself and show we can get money together and everybody be on some ball shit. Because I got to make sure no matter what happened, homie, I did my part to help anybody I thought could really go the distance. And you one of them, homie. And even better, you got your own movement and vision. You just need a real support system. Not any support system, but one that understands what you is and where you trying to go and how to reach the people you need to reach. So stop being a f***ing if I pull up on you. End it with the trying to reach thing. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's very positive to me.
He ain't respond to that?
Only other thing we ever talked about that is like, he was trying to get a verse or something from me. Mm-hmm. You know, I never done the verse, but I don't know. Maybe I didn't do the verse in time. I don't know.
All right, we got more with Yo Gotti. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Yo Gotti's in the building. Yee.
You have been very successful, got a lot going on, and it does affect business, like you said. Sometimes they have your name mixed up in certain things. And so it's something that it feels like if you guys talked and said, this is just ridiculous. It's sometimes things that could be solved with a conversation between the two people involved instead of all the he says, she said, writing songs, response to this person. Sometimes that is the easiest way to solve things, and you're like, what were we doing in the first place?
I ain't writing songs, I ain't tweeting, I ain't doing none of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, somebody else got to answer that question. Though, like,
is it difficult also because it seems like parts of Memphis don't want you there? When they try to
mean
the law, not people, the law. Like the city doesn't want you there because they feel like it might be problems. Does that bother you because you're off Memphis? And I was in Memphis a couple of weeks ago, and your music is so big in Memphis. To not have you or want you in there, does that bother you at all? And how do you get past that?
I just think like they gotta accept that, like, you know, we successful rappers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and it, sometimes your past, because the city just known you from when you were hustling and running around in the street. Like outside of here, man, we are rap superstars to people all around the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't. I think even the police and who trying to ban me from my hood, they ain't accepted that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To them, because you know, maybe because they job local and they just be in the city. To them, you just what it was however many years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Now this is your ninth studio album. Do you feel like people know enough about Gotti, like on a personal level? Cause you still move a lot like a drug dealer. You don't talk too much. You like you just you feel like you need to open up a little bit more. I'm sure the label telling you that.
We're trying to do a few things.
You have a documentary coming out.
We're trying to do a few things. We got a documentary coming out on Tidal where, like, we speak and show a lot of things that, like, we never spoken on before. Mm-hmm. We show a lot of things we never shown before. It's generations, man. We raised in a different generation, different world where we ain't take pictures. We ain't show everything. Now everything's about taking the picture and showing everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is about... To me, the internet is like, it's almost like real versus fake.
Mm-hmm.
And how you survive in a world like that, I think I got a bigger issue with that than any person on earth with just trying to survive that, because most of your information comes from that. Like, why would you even begin, why would I even begin to ask so many questions if it wasn't all over the internet?
Right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got typical regular fans doing quote-unquote police work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And false police work sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
isn't that getting people indicted?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
for real.
I almost, like, didn't want to do no interviews because of that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like me as a rapper, like, I feel like people shouldn't even put my name in the same sentence. When we talking facts again, we talking hit records, we talking plaques, we talking anything. You know what I mean? Like, some things, like, I can't even believe you asked me the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some things that people say about me, like, have any of y'all ever known me to be soft? Have you ever known me to not be getting money or having money problems?
Mm-hmm.
Like, some things is like, or not be winning or not have good music or what it's really, to me, like, I'm putting out hits. Yeah, you're like, consistently, what, I've been in the game, how long?
Or,
like, some things, like, I can't even believe some people even ask me these questions about.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things and certain people, and they even compare.
Mm-hmm.
certain things, to compare me to certain things. Like, you don't see what we doing? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about, it's two rappers in the last year I made millionaires out of Memphis. Mm-hmm. Who just as big as some of the same people they asked me about.
How about a black youngster and what's the
Moneybagg.
Moneybagg, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I've been, I worked with Jay-Z and you know what I'm saying? Like, we doing different things. I think, like, some people got to wake up, like, open your eyes, man. Like,
a lot of that's on you, too, though, Gotti. You got to control your narrative. Like I said, you got to talk more. Like, sometimes you got to stunt a little bit. You got to tell them a little bit.
But these, like, it's public information.
Mm-hmm. People stupid, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I did think, I wonder if he's going to want to do interviews, because I'm sure it's like, man, I know they're going to ask me about this, you know. Is it everything, like, closed out? Or is there still any type of anything?
I don't really, what I try to do is 24 hours in a day, and like, and I got a lot of things going on, you know what I'm saying? I'm responsible for, you know, my career, other artists' career. Like, mm-hmm. I honestly spend no time on other people. I don't think about what they thinking about. I don't think about what they planning. I don't think about what they feel, what they care. It don't matter to me. Like, to me, if I spend an hour at the day thinking about somebody else, we cheated ourselves. I cheated my little homies. I could have spent that time on them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I could have spent that time on me. I could have spent that time on my kids. Mm. This ain't worth my time. Mm-hmm. For real. That's how I feel about it.
You and Nicki Minaj got a good chemistry, too. Like, y'all always, like get things moving. How do you know that's your go-to?
I just rock with Nicki. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain people, like, I like to work with people that ain't hard to work with. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's hard to work with you, it's difficult. I don't care how big you is. Like, I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? And I built me off me. Mm-hmm. That's the most valuable thing. Like, I built me off doing my music first. And then, you know, if it feels right for the right person, you reach out. So Nicki always kept a G with me every time I needed her. She came through and delivered, and always been special.
Was that weird? Because you and me cool, too. Did that cause any problems when they were gone?
No way.
Yeah.
No way possible.
Mm-hmm. People understand that's business. And you also had her on songs before.
Meek my homie. Meek right. My homie. Like, ain't got nothing to do. Mm-hmm. Me, like, you don't get in people's personal business. Like, I'm from a different space. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't be in certain situations. Mm-hmm. Message, bullshit. We don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's what you need, Gotti. You need a little mess. Just
I ain't.
You got enough mess and stuff going on.
Nah, I don't want it though. Like, I can't.
Your celebrity girlfriend.
I can't sleep at night with myself. Mm-hmm. It ain't about the money. It ain't about how many sales. Like, I can't sleep at night with myself knowing that, like, playing some on Charlamagne or Envy or some type of publicity stunt to sell 20,000 more records or 50,000 more records. Like, that ain't me.
Right.
I got here the long way, the hard way. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't just got here. Like, mm-hmm. My record number one this week, mm-hmm. on Rhythm and Radio for the first time ever. This 15, 20 years later. I'm cool with being patient and grinding and putting in the work and getting my ass. Like, I ain't trying to use nobody else's no play to, mm-hmm. to take a shortcut. I'm cool.
All right, we got more with Yo Gotti when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Yo Gotti's here. Charlamagne?
You've alluded to this a couple of times. You think, Dolph, he can't be setting this up himself.
I don't know.
Because he got shot at in Charlotte, and he come out with an album the next week. He got shot at in L.A., came out with an album a couple weeks later. He's not...
You don't think that's a coincidence?
It is kind of strange. It's it is.
You ain't going to shoot yourself.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to shoot yourself.
I ain't saying nothing for the record, like... You know what I mean? Because I ain't saying nothing home done, didn't do or nothing. I'm just talking about me. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I don't spend time thinking about what people thinking about and playing. And, like, that's right. Them. That's whatever going on. And, you know, maybe it's working for them. Obviously, we talking about them. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's working to some extent. You know what I mean?
Now, I Still Am. Why is that the title?
Well, just in case you forget. You know what I'm saying? Just in case you forget, like I said, like, some kind of way we need to put my stats up, the facts, though. Like, quit assuming what I got going on and put up the facts, like, mm-hmm. what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you got to tell them, Gotti. Like, you got to control your narrative. Like, you just got to... I mean, you're doing it now, though. Like, right now, you talk about platinum singles, and like, you're doing it now.
And
you got to do
more.
And
we got to watch the documentary when it comes out and actually see what that narrative is.
Don't let people assume. Nothing is there.
It's a real versus the internet. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this the world we living in. Like, people, you're not going to win.
Yeah, people will think whatever they want to think. Sometimes it's not even worth it.
You're not going to win. Like, you never finna see me on Twitter ranting, trying to clear something up mm-hmm. or explain something. Oh, no, they want me. Ooh, ooh, this, they want me because this happened. Or, oh, I ain't say that. He said. Or, you're never going to see it.
Right.
Like,
quit asking for it. People enjoy certain types of stories, and they you know what I mean? Like, that. And yeah. believe what they believe, and if you say that's not what happened, they still not gonna believe it anyway.
Yeah, but it shouldn't affect what happened in the real world.
If
that's
you
the
see,
only problem.
Whatever you hear somebody saying something about me, don't expect to see me respond on. Like, it's not gonna happen. Mm. I'm not going to Twitter to talk back to them. I'm not going to Instagram. It's not gonna happen. Like, real versus the internet. You're not gonna win, because no matter what you say, you know what I mean? You can tell it flat out. Word for word, break it down, and they still not, they wouldn't get it.
No, that's true, because somebody going to be under the comments right now saying, he lying, he got dog set up. This is not true.
They're not going to get it. Like, I never, like, I want home to be safe, successful, everything you want to be. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, we from Memphis, like, the more artists that win from Memphis, the more next artists going to win from Memphis. Mm-hmm. If I ain't want nobody to win from Memphis, why you think I keep blowing this up from Memphis? Mm-hmm. Back to back. We making anybody that can become rich and become successful in Memphis, we doing it. And we ain't all from the same hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from North Memphis. Black youngster from South Memphis. Like, Moneybagg Yo from a different place in Memphis. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Is it a time when Memphis will be fully united? Because even when...
I think it's united, man.
I remember when 3-6 was huge and then... You came in and they said y'all had beef, and then now you the biggest rapper out of there. And I was like,
Evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, do say it like that. I think it's united now. You know what I'm saying? I think from what I see when I go home, like a lot of the like young artists working with each other, mm-hmm. a lot of the producers, like a lot of artists using the same producers, they all going to the same studios. Like a circle of most people deal with each other. Mm-hmm. So. I think it's in a good space.
What do you tell Black Youngster and Moneybagg Yo about business now? Because obviously as an artist, you can't only put out music. There's other things that you have to do for streams of income and to just increase your presence. So what's some advice you as a CEO give to your young artists?
Black Youngster calmed down a lot.
Yeah.
He calmed down a lot.
He having fun.
Yeah, he calmed down a lot.
Yeah, he just having fun. You know what I mean? I like to see Youngster because he having fun doing what he like to do, doing mm-hmm. what he love to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, good for me, the artists that I work with, they was already hustlers in some form, so they get it.
But switching over to the music business sometimes is such a different world.
It's very
difficult. It's a totally different world,
rules,
but I'm saying...
Different
yeah,
morals.
But they understand it like you have to hustle in order to stay out. You know what I mean? You have to diversify. You have to figure out what it is. And I ain't saying they 100% figured out what it is yet. But you know what I mean? They understand it like you can't just do one thing. Mm-hmm. Forever. You mean you're gonna get old like at some point, like what you gotta start planning now.
Mm-hmm. How has Roc Nation helped you out?
A lot. Like I wish I was like, if I can rewind time, I would have did it 10 years
long
ago.
Long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like 10 years ago, just like the relationships, the knowledge, the just the experience of being in the room. Mm-hmm. Being in a room with people that knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? It just, and I'm like I'm a person that like to learn something mm-hmm. every day. So, you know, you may have certain people that come in the room, think they know it all, and they don't hear nothing. But I'm in the room and I'm paying attention. Like, you know, when they talking them big numbers like mm-hmm. that and just how to roll it out. Like,
and then just the years of experience, man.
Yeah, like, so it's just like having a big home. I don't think you're never too big to have a big home.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And how'd you find Moneybagg? And the last time you was up here, you talk about, you know, the young artists motivate you. Was he one of those artists?
I don't really say I find artists. Like, their music just rise up. Mm. And I done 4 songs with Moneybagg, and I was in Vegas at the top suite at the Palms, you know, the joint with the pool on it.
Mm-hmm.
He came in the room with my dog, Zach Randolph. Mm-hmm. Used to play for the Grizzlies.
Zach Randolph.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he came in, Zach came to my hotel to holler at me. Moneybagg was with him. I've been hearing about him, but I never met him. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, I'm a hustler. I travel with the studio with me. Mm-hmm. Like, I can put a studio up in the hotel room. Like, now we can go to the room and hook it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we just vibing. Me and home just vibing on the balcony. Like, yo, I'm just asking a question. Like, what's your plan here? Like, what you trying to do? Like, where you trying to go with this? Because I want to know you. I don't just do verses for you just, like, just because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to know you to work with you. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I knew him enough that night. I'm like, yo, hook up the studio. What you want to do? We did four songs that night. I gave him all four songs. He left with them.
Before he was even signed.
Before I was even, he was signed to me. He left Vegas with four songs.
Did Zach bring him with the intention of?
Zach brought him and left him. Zach left. He stayed with me.
Zach like, I'm going to club, man.
But was his intention, like, I want you to come sit down with Yo Gotti and let's see. Like, he knew, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, Zach my homie. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they part of the business with Moneybagg. So, he know I'm a cool dude. He know if I like somebody, I'ma rock with him. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. Like, right. We already got money. We don't need to make no money off you. Mm-hmm. We already have money. I mean, we can do some business together, cool, but it ain't like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's
how
a need.
How awkward is it when you don't like someone? Mm-hmm. And they come there and you're like,
Well, you probably never get in this space because I probably already heard your music, and if I don't like your music or what you stand for already, you probably ain't making it even close in the room, you know right. what I'm saying? So
you ever had to tell anybody that? They call you like, Gotti, I want a feature. Like, sorry, my brother.
Yeah, we do that all the time. Like, people hit us a lot of money to do songs, and it's just like, that ain't just what I'm doing right now. Like, I don't want to be just on a song with anybody, on a video with anybody. And it's, to me, it's more about quality than quantity.
What if Taylor Swift was like, yo, I want you to hop on this song?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we doing that.
When the last time you've been When the last time you been interrogated by the police, Gotti?
Today?
Right yeah, now. Like, in real life. Like when?
Man, you know that. I don't know.
That's what I feel like you kept telling them over and over and over. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to tell.
When the album comes out October 27th and the documentary, the name of the album is I Still Am. And we appreciate you for joining us.
Yo Gotti.
Sure. Yo Gotti. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. Wow, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. You're an ass.
Hey,
dude.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Yo Gotti.
What's
coming
it about
through.
What's
say nothing.
Salute to Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti.
Now, don't forget, tonight is Powerhouse NYC. If you're in the New York area and you're going to Powerhouse, get there early. Doors open up at 6. The show starts at 7. I'll be on at 8.
You got a set tonight. It's DJ Envy and Friends. None of your friends canceled on you due to your recent scandal?
What scandal are you talking
about?
They
can't cancel him for that.
What scandal are you talking
about?
How
many friends you got? 9?
Hmm?
I don't know
how
many friends. You guys are stupid.
You got 9 friends?
I don't know how many friends. Why?
I'm just asking. I want to know how long your set going to be.
It's going to be a while.
9.5 minutes. That's what I'm thinking. You know what?
Set myself up for that. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tamar and Vince.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
All right. Well, according to TMZ, Tamar was depressed for months after she was fired from The Real. And that's part of what destroyed her marriage with Vince.
What Vince got to do with that?
Well, he's her manager also. But if she was going through some type of depression after mm-hmm. that happened, now they're saying that that created bigger issues because they already had kind of a teetering relationship. And they've been acting like a couple because they do have the show, Tamar and Vince, coming. And they put the trailer out. Check it out.
And I haven't been honest.
Tamar's fought passionately for her career.
I should be behind the mic.
It just doesn't happen because you're my wife.
Fearlessly for her family.
You gotta choose your kids. It's your children.
But she's still got one fight left. And this one changes everything.
I haven't shared this with anybody. This is a pill they're going to have to swallow.
Now, when is this show coming up?
When is the release?
I'm sure it's going to be soon.
Think this it's coming out soon.
See, why do stuff like this happen right before people put out shows and put out albums and stuff?
Well, I think what it is that they've been pretending, I guess, to still be together because the show is coming out.
Man.
So now that the show is about to premiere.
Now they launch with the divorce and filing for divorce.
Right, because like you know, already put their house for sale a couple of weeks ago, so now this happened.
Smells like a publicity stunt to me.
Right. She seemed upset when she was there, remember?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a publicity stunt.
I just think it's weird.
I think sometimes people try to hold it together for business purposes.
But everything don't got to be marketing. Like, I don't think a divorce should be used as part of a marketing plan for a TV show.
Except that the season does kind of circle around what's happening. You give us the
Thursday, November 9th.
Okay.
That's what, next week, 2 weeks?
Yes, mm-hmm. Right on time.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we are going to discuss Jelani Mraj. That's Nicki Minaj's brother, who is accused of repeatedly raping his stepdaughter. The mom, Jacqueline Robinson, testified yesterday in court. She said that in 2015, she arrived home to a drunken and enraged Jelani Mraj, berating her then 11-year-old daughter over his belief that she had told Child Protective Services about the abuse. The family had a meeting with social services later that day. He was yelling at her, asking her, "What did you say?" According to Jacqueline Robinson, he kept badgering her and screaming at her. She said, "I didn't say anything." She was very afraid. And then she asked her daughter about the abuse on the car ride over while Jelani stayed home. I asked her, was anything going on with her and Jelani? And she said, no. Now, social workers then revealed the news that, I guess, they said they had to administer a rape kit. And he said it wasn't true. So she also talks about the details of what she said was a relationship that had abuse and alcoholism in it, and so on and so forth. So we're still following this case to see what's going to happen. And she said at one point in a relationship towards the end, they were very distant. He stopped having sex with her. They only had sex once since they got married. She said he would sleep on one side of the bed and she would sleep on the other. Mm. So there you have it. All right, now, speaking of Nicki Minaj, she's been celebrating these days. She's been doing her thing for over 10 years. And Russ had this to say on the Rap Radar podcast about Nicki Minaj.
Who's Russ?
You know what else people need to really start putting respect on, period, is Nicki Minaj. Do people not know that, like, Nicki Minaj has birthed, like, so many females? Not even just in rap, but, like, the look, the whole everything, just in women. Down. Let's not act like she wasn't on a Jay-Z and Kanye song and didn't arguably have the better verse.
Yeah, she had the best verse.
Come on.
Russ sound like Christopher Columbus. Like, he's speaking like he discovered something new. Who doesn't respect what Nicki Minaj has accomplished?
Well, I guess what he's saying is that people aren't giving her props. Now,
since when? And when was it ever a debate of who had the best verse on Monster? Like, I thought...
Well, I'm going to tell you how
everybody
Nicki,
know Nicki
I'll
had
tell
the
you
best
how
verse
Nicki
on
responded. Because she agreed. She said, "Thank you, Russ. I never comment on who had the best verse on any of my collabs because that's just an opinion. We all have our good and bad days. I'm just grateful to have been respected highly enough by the greats as an MC that they've all collaborated with me regarding inspiring others with my look or trends. People tend to overlook that as well. So thanks for being brave enough. A person can do my exact look from here to toe, but no one will mention it. But when it's the other way around, child, they can't wait. It's all love, though. Congrats on your recent success. Keep shining. And again, thanks for being brave enough to say your unpopular opinion. There are men I've known my entire career who wouldn't dare say these things publicly. People say it to me behind closed doors, though, all the time." And then she went on Twitter, and she reposted something that Kendrick Lamar put out 7 years ago. "Just realized Mo and Words hate Nicki Minaj than women do." And she said, "Putting people in the same sentence as me after my 10 years of consistent winning, what are you teaching them? They'd never do this to a man." And she said, "In any field, women must work twice as hard to even get half the respect her male counterparts get. When does this stop? The greats collaborated with Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole because they're dope MCs. They collab with Nicki because someone pulled a gun to their heads."
Well, the reason that they mention other women with Nicki is because Nicki is the bar. Nicki has been the most popping female rapper for the past decade. So any woman rapper that comes out, they're going to mention with Nicki Minaj.
I guess she's saying for female MC, if they just have one record, you shouldn't mention her in the same sentence as Nicki Minaj, that they put in some work.
And I guess, and it's true, they do separate men and women when they talk about the greatest MCs. They don't ever put women against men necessarily.
Well, I think that Rhapsody is one of the greatest rappers, period, right now, out of men and women, regardless. But Nicki is insecure in her position, and she has no reason to be, okay? Like, everybody knows what Nicki has done over the past 10 years. She just had a rough year this year musically. That's why all eyes on her for this new album this that she's dropping. That's all.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I want to get this person donkey today because I don't know if he's going to like it or not, okay?
Who are you giving donkey to?
Somebody that would love to get it.
Yes, I mean, that's what it seems like. And Angelique, does it not seem like that? I'm going to just talk to you.
I mean,
right
it
now.
Seems like he likes a donkey.
It seems like he wants the donkey this morning, right?
I think so. I could tell.
You think so?
Yeah, he wants a donkey.
All right.
As long as it's a big donkey, a big hee-haw.
Oh, my goodness. I see where
he
this is going.
More like a bottom, though, from what I've been reading. This
oh, morning. My goodness. I see where this is going.
Donkey he takes 9.5.
Donkey of the day.
At least he's safe with it.
I'm going to human resources.
But that's the problem I have. The problem I have is why, you know what? Far after the hour, oh DJ Envy, we need you to come to the front of the congregation.
It.
We'd like to have a
you
word
said
with
congregation.
You. Congregation.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm just making sure.
And walk all in right. front of me. Oh. All right? All right. I don't trust you back here.
You know what? You know what?
Okay.
I admire right. you, Envy.
Jokes
You've
go
done
too
things
far.
I can't do.
Jokes go too far. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Bloody move. Bloody move. Charlamagne, say the gang. Dunk it of the day, man.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate. I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, I am so confused this morning, okay?
Oh, boy.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 26th, goes to the Breakfast Club's own DJ Envy. All right, now, when I woke up this wow. morning, I had quite a few texts from people. One of my homegirls said, what in the DL hell? Okay. My other homeboy sent me a tweet that said, you gonna take this scrap, DJ Envy? And then a group chat with Envy and Angela Yee popped up on my phone. And the text was from Envy about 1 o'clock this morning that said, so guys, apparently I like dildos in my ass. LOL. That's one blog is reporting. Then Angela Yee replied, okay, to each his own. DJ Envy right. responded, F you. And I did not reply because I don't know what the hell is going on.
No
okay?
judgment here.
I just want to wake up in the morning, oh, say my prayers, listen to Oprah Super Soul podcast. I wasn't ready for all this download dildo talk, okay? But I walk in the studio this morning, and everyone immediately starts showing me that DJ Envy is the number one trending topic. Over 40,000 tweets. So I'm like, well, what the hell happened? So I did a quick Google search. I Googled DJ Envy dildo. And an article from Black Sports Online pops up, and the headline says, Twitter reacts to DJ Envy asking woman on Snapchat to use strap-on and eat his ass.
Ooh.
Okay, two things. I already know half of this story is not true. Envy's not cheating on his wife.
Right.
Okay, he's been scared straight a long time ago. All right? Or maybe I should say he's not going to cheat on his wife with a woman. A woman, okay?
Or with flesh.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
all right?
Goodness.
I don't believe that part, okay? I don't know who or what, you know, Envy is having a conversation with. Only thing I can do is deal with the facts of the case. Now, do you have some of the Snapchats, Angela Yee?
Oh.
Some of the alleged Snapchats. Do you have any of those?
Oh, my goodness.
Let me pull this up.
Could you pull up some of those? I didn't have those ready. I'm still a little flustered by what I've been hearing this morning. I didn't want to put that on my spirit.
Okay, so Envy says,
"All right."
He told the person, "You are vicious," and the person said, "I'll lick your ear as I'm slowly sliding it in. Can you feel my nipples?" A few different things.
That's it.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay.
Some of it I can't really say.
Well, look, I can only deal with.
But there's
the facts
some
of the
old
case.
Tweets too that
I have those. I'm actually about to read those. Okay. I can only deal with the facts of the case. You know, the Snapchats are out there, but 6 years ago,
this is bullying.
DJ Envy tweeted, these toys say 10 plus. 10 plus, Envy? Boy, you got a 10-piece. Boy, don't be stingy. Hey, wait, this tweet gets better. Envy tweeted, these toys say 10 plus, but should say 21 plus. I can't figure these things out. Now,
what toy was this?
I don't.
I was putting together a dollhouse for my daughter, and I said, these toys say 10 plus, but they should say 21, because I couldn't figure out how to put it together. Toys, yeah. Christmas time.
Oh, I now, thought you I, only go up to 9.5.
Yeah, I don't think a man who was taking 21-inch toys would scale down to 9.5. Okay, what is 9.5 going to do for a man who's used to 21-inch toys? Then that's another reason I don't believe this story.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now 5 years ago, DJ Envy tweeted, hashtag see to God feels like that first anal experience. You want to explain that one, Envy? I don't understand why you would tweet something like that, sir.
I didn't put that.
Oh, that's the thing. Trying to say that's a fake tweet? This is long before fake tweets existed.
No, it hasn't. I didn't put that. Wait. In what context did I put that?
Now, that's what I want to know. Now,
there's,
it's
no
another one.
There's no judgment here. Can I just bring something up that he did to
goodness.
Me?
Yes, 5 years ago.
Yes.
Angela Yee tweeted,
I can't believe Envy thought security would stop me because he put his dildo in my luggage. Now, I didn't realize it was one that he had used.
I can barely remember what happened yesterday, so I don't understand the context of all these tweets from 5 years ago.
Well, I was going through my luggage.
Okay.
Actually, no. I didn't go. I didn't see it. And then Envy asked me, hey, did you see my dildo?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. And I said, I didn't see it. And so I didn't realize it was in my luggage.
I thought it was funny. I got the intern to go get a dildo. We put it in your bag, and I thought you was going to get stopped through security.
First of all, interns don't travel with us, you lying ass bastard.
No, up here. Oh my God.
So you sent the intern to get a dildo, and you took the dildo all the way to the airport?
I'm disgusted that you put a used dildo in my bag.
I didn't put a used.
I just want to know why you've been playing with dildos all these years, my brother. See, now I don't know if I... Now I think I might believe what's on these Snapchats.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, here at the Breakfast Club, we keep slander for situations like this. Our producer, Daniel, has years and years of suspect audio. Some is on air. Mm-mm. Some is behind the scenes. Keyword, behind the scenes. Are you ready? Okay? Let's play some of this.
Pick up a pack of Oreo cookies in Amazee's butt.
Are you flaming?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm done, motherfucker. You sucking.
Yes, Charlamagne f***ing Emmy's in the ass. He's screaming, ah!
What's going on? All jokes aside. Where do I work? I've all joked it. Like, I thought I was the zestiest member of the show.
Now, what is going on? Slow down for one second.
Can I play one more?
Okay,
just one
go
more.
Ahead.
This is because I thought about this one this morning, too. I did tell our producer to grab this. This is when Ro James was here. Play this.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Ro James.
What's up?
Now, Ro, I'm going to tell you something,
man. What's up,
man? When you was over there doing drops, Envy looked over there and Envy goes, yo, who's that with the fatty?
Now,
listen, stop right there. Stop.
Yes, he did.
Hey, all I'm saying is, look, DJ Entry, all right? I got your back. All right, I got your back, but don't expect me to do anything else while I'm behind you, okay?
This is ridiculous. Right?
Now, I want to just say one thing, because I work in the room, obviously, with both of y'all every day, and a lot of uncomfortable things happen here. So it is a little weird to me, Charlamagne, that you would do all these things and say all these things about DJ Envy, because there's a lot of things that I wonder about you as well. Now, I put together some audio of things that happened in the studio behind the scenes, and here is Charlamagne.
I like it rough. I need to come in. I'm not getting stoned here with you today. Because if I get stoned here with you today, we f***ing tonight.
Stop.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all in his butt.
Stop.
It's a space condom. I'm eat your ass. That boy better have that same energy.
Why?
I was just grabbing the Cetaphil. Don't stop.
Why? You want to wet me? Why?
You don't got that kind of that can make me yell and holler, my nigga.
Why?
My nigga's like ass and booty. Thicker than the way he do.
I done groundhog that with my dick.
My G ain't nothing over here for you, my nigga. But vitamins and butthole.
Raindrops. Big
do that to you, man.
Listen, always think about him having a partial heart.
Listen.
On. I'm not letting Cedric bust off.
Listen.
My face.
Listen.
Now, that's just some
listen.
Of it.
Listen. Why?
That's just
why,
a little why, bit of
why,
things
why,
that happened.
Envy got 40,000 tweets.
I have to defend Envy because, Charlamagne, I do feel like certain things that you say and some repeated offenses
why?
Would make it seem
Envy
like...
Envy got 40,000 tweets. Don't bring this to me. Why?
It is to
I'm
you.
Not on trial here.
It is to
Envy's
you.
The one on trial.
No.
I think both of you guys might like certain things even more than I do.
Listen, all I'm saying is this.
Shut
this
up,
is the only reason I'm giving Envy Donkey today. All jokes aside, I'm not here to shame him or nothing.
Okay.
All I know is, a lot of us have watched Watch the Health, and you know there's no benefit to GMO products. So the reason I'm giving Envy Donkey today is because I don't understand why he prefers GMO dildos over organic flesh and blood.
Why are you standing up?
Because you're embarrassed.
Why are you bent over?
I am shamed right now. I don't know why you would shame me like this early in the morning on the radio. I have no reason.
And bend over.
It had nothing to do with me. You just shamed me for no reason. Like, you just had a whole blooper reel of just me.
You got to have one of just me.
You know what? Give him me Donkey today and just let me be by myself for a second, okay? This is ridiculous.
And give Charlamagne Donkey of the Day as well.
Why I got to be in this?
That's what he said.
Why?
That's what he said. Why we got to be all in this? My goodness. Where y'all want to go after this? I'm trying to be the butt of the jokes.
Well, I just want to know.
You go home?
Oh, God, I hate this shit.
800-585-1051, but in all seriousness, you know, if there's anything that Envy wants to share with us or tell us, I don't want you to ever feel like this isn't a safe space for you. I know we joke around a lot.
This is a safe space? What is wrong with you guys?
I know we joke around a lot, but I meant it when I said to each his own. And
oh my goodness.
To each his bone. Right. What do you want?
If the story happens to be true, we are here for you.
The story is not true, okay?
Call us right now, 1-800-585-1051. Tell us what you think. Breakfast Club court is in session.
Who do you believe?
Is DJ Envy guilty?
Do you believe the
of taking
Snapchat
9.5 inches of
conversations, or do you
plastic?
Believe?
You know what? I can't with you. I'm leaving. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up? It's Respect the Shooter from Bull City.
Respect the Shooter.
respect the shooter, man.
Oh, respect the shooter.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, hey, I just wanted to let both of y'all brothers know, man. Hey, don't be ashamed of who you are, man. Be
right,
who
you
want to be, bro. You know what I mean?
My goodness.
Hey, don't worry about the backlash. DJ Envy, this is new to me. Charlamagne, hey, I've been suspect about you, bro. Hey, just keeping it 100, man. You say a lot of stuff, man. I'd be like, man, dang, Charlamagne, you gonna go like that, bro? You know what I mean? But on the real, bro, I just want to tell y'all brothers, hey, I'm not that way, but I support y'all. Whatever
That's right.
you want to do,
Listen,
you know what I mean?
And they're definitely both yourself, not scared bro. Of the backlash.
My goodness, I just like gay humor. All
my
right.
goodness.
Hello, who's this?
Jules.
What's so funny?
MV.
What's so funny?
You so good.
Gay.
My goodness.
I said this is a safe space, guys.
Shut up. This is a safe space.
It is.
We can't make jokes about envy sexuality.
Your sexuality. There's no sexuality here.
Y'all should just hook up.
You don't have no sexuality?
You know what I mean.
You really fluid, dude. you gender neutral.
Wow.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Joey from Long Island. What's going on, guys?
Joey.
What's up, Joey?
Envy. That is complete BS, man. In today's day and age with social media, Photoshop, people are always trying to make it come up, always trolling, making people look bad. I don't believe him at all, man. I think you are not guilty.
Why are you getting in the way of these jokes?
I like Joey. Joey's a good guy. I don't like you like that, Joey. But
wow,
you know what I mean.
Joey, shoot your shot.
I mean, Joey.
You ain't playing with me.
No, I ain't shoot the shot. I got a girl.
Come on, Joey,
I
don't care if you got a girl.
Stop it.
What a girl got to do with your butt?
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, what's that?
What's good? This Marcus with a K. What's good, DJ Entry?
But I'm bumped to
DJ Entry.
I have to confess.
Charlamagne. Angela, are y'all ready for this confession?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. When y'all were in the Revolt Music Club, it was my birthday on October 14th. I met Envy, and he told me to meet him at his hotel room.
Wow.
He said he had some sweets for me, and he would give me a vanilla wafer.
You said, Envy, is this true?
Oh, my goodness.
I told him
Nothing
I wasn't
can stop him. He's all in your book.
Give you a pair of free kicks. I was like, oh, okay.
Did you go?
Hold on.
I went.
You gave Envy some sneakers for some butt?
No, Envy gave me some sneakers for some butt.
Ooh,
wow.
Marcus combined kicks for ass.
Like, this is enough.
Now,
right?
That's a holiday promotion.
This is
DJ Envy's kicks for
this
ass.
This is cyberbullying.
Envy,
right?
you can't just be randomly hooking up with people at Revolt Music Conference.
No, this is
a holiday promotion.
That's
forget toys for tots. We got DJ Envy's kicks for ass for Christmas, baby. Look, this going down.
Now, stop hold on a second. Somebody else.
Y'all gonna stop lying on me now.
Somebody on Twitter just brought something else up.
What's Talk that? To me.
They posted a video of Charlamagne when he did the song Pink Tea from 2006, the pink t-shirt song that you did. And they said, never forget Charlamagne.
Listen, Charlamagne been zesty. This ain't got nothing to do with me, okay? I've been on the zest train, all right?
I'm just saying.
All right?
Somebody's coming for
My
your
goodness.
Spot.
My goodness.
It's all about right. envy, though.
All right, enough. All right.
Envy is coming up from the rear, trying to take the lead.
We got a lot of great laughs. A couple of small blogs picked it up. It was funny.
Yes,
we ain't finished. We're going to take some more calls after these
goodness.
Messages.
Envy is penetrating right. that D.
Then go to break, and we're going to take some more calls after these messages.
All right. Here's Crooked Smile. J. Cole is a
Crooked
Breakfast
Smile.
Club.
Crooked Smile. What about crooked buttholes?
Oh, my God.
That's what
oh
we want to talk about this
Breakfast
morning.
Club, good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, I'm being slandered all over the place for some stuff I have no idea.
You don't
some
have
fake
any
stories.
Idea.
I just don't understand.
I heard a rumor last night that I like nine and a half inch dildos up my butt.
Mm.
I've never heard anything so fake in my life. I thought it was funny when I seen it, but now everybody's running with it, and it's not funny anymore.
I understand why you sag your pants now. You need your butt to breathe, because you're taking 9.5 inches of penis.
You know what? Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? This country of mine. What's going down?
What's up, bro?
Everything good to go, man. I can't believe y'all trying to do my boy Envy like that. Y'all heard that, folks?
Thank you, brother.
Okay, so you don't believe it?
No. Hey, beautiful Ashley, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, boo?
Hey, baby girl. No, I don't believe that.
Okay.
Charlamagne, talk your line in the house, baby.
We out here, my brother. Game Cox all day. You hear me, Envy?
You said what?
Game Cox. Can't beat our Cox, baby. Go Cox. South Carolina, USC.
Hello, who's this?
This is Taya.
Hey, Taya. What's up, mama?
Taya ass up. tell him, Taya. Tell him, you tear your ass up.
My goodness. What
so
are you
look,
looking for this morning, mama?
I think years from now, he's going to come out the closet. Like, I like it in the ass.
Oh, my.
All right. Listen, it's like I said, it's a safe space, and no matter what, it don't mean nothing to me. Whatever
Envy
likes,
You guys are crazy. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Yo, good morning to y'all.
Good morning. Good morning. What's up? What's your comment, bro?
Yo, Envy, you already know, bro. You ain't no closet queen. I mean, people know that about you, bro. You playing around and all that. We respect that. You know what I mean? You got to have fun at work with your coworkers and all of that.
No, I'm not having fun at work with my coworkers.
You are having fun. You're enjoying being the butt of this joke.
It's
okay?
Not funny.
It's just the fact that this butt has a 9.5-inch dildo in it this morning, all right?
It does not have a 9.5-inch dildo in it this morning. You know what? I just can't with you. What's the moral of the story, man?
The moral of the story is this is a safe space, Envy, wherever you like. If you like it, I love it.
But you
if
don't
I
like
liked
anal.
It, I would tell you. My wife
You don't like anal, ye?
I love it for him.
Oh, okay.
Look, if I like 9.5-inch dildos in my butt, my wife would do it and I would tell y'all about it.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. I tell y'all everything. Tell There's nothing I don't
I don't
tell
think
y'all.
You would tell us
I don't
that,
think
bro,
you would
bro.
Tell us either.
Now, I've gotten on this radio and told you I enjoy a tongue in my ass, all right? But a 9.5-inch dildo, that's going places that this man has never gone before. Right? I don't know what's going on the all USS right. Envy.
What is it called? Rectal prolapse? That can
Whoa,
happen?
Word up.
I don't know, but... Enough's enough, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. Stories were funny.
Okay.
Fake. Envy does not take 9.5-inch dildos in his butt.
Are you talking about yourself in third person?
Yes, I am. If you guys enjoy it out there and you like it, I'm happy for you, but
One more thing.
Don't.
Powerhouse
is tonight.
DJ Envy is going on at 8 o'clock. DJ Envy and Friends. I would love for y'all to hashtag Powerhouse NYC and tell me what friends you think Envy is going to be bringing out tonight.
And Envy, I got to ask you, how do you know that you don't like something if you never did it?
That's a good question. I don't want to try it, so I'm good.
You said you don't like it.
You got tassels on your shirt this morning. I want to point that out. I don't know if the jury has come to a conclusion. Did they find Envy not guilty?
I'm not guilty, you asses.
All right, Envy's not
you
guilty.
You what?
I said I'm not guilty, you asses.
He's not guilty, but these jokes are funny.
We got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Rihanna Fenty Beauty. Not booty, Envy. I'll tell you how much that earned in just 1 month. It's really up there. It's killing all these bigger brands.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. JNV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, I want to wish a big happy born day to my sister, Angela Rye. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Angela Rye, damn it.
Happy birthday, Angela.
General Rye, AR-15, the warrior goddess awoke. Happy born day.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Harvey Weinstein.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Another woman is coming forward to discuss her run-ins with Harvey Weinstein.
Damn.
Now, Natasha actually was with her attorney, Gloria Allred, yesterday, and she talked about Harvey Weinstein raping her back in February of 2010. Here's what she had to say about what happened.
He barged into my room. Then I remembered he took off his pants and sat on my bed. He told me that these actresses had gotten to where they were because of him and because they had sex with him. He said that he could give me a movie part in an upcoming film, with the implication being that I had to sleep with him in order to get it. At some point, I remember telling him that I do not do the casting couch. I was sitting on the bed talking to Harvey when he pushed me back and forced himself onto me. It was not consensual. He did not use a condom. However, he did not ejaculate it inside me. I laid still and closed my eyes and just wanted it to end.
Jesus
I did not see him again while I was in London. However, the day after this incident, he sent a script over to my hotel, the musical 9.
Horny Weinstein. What a predator.
This is really sad.
Now, Envy, I'm telling you, you could spin this. You could say that Harvey Weinstein was the person talking to you on Snapchat with the 9.5-inch dildo. No man has come. No, listen to me. Listen to Charlotte.
I'm listening.
No man has come forth yet. You can be the first.
Now, we can't make light of this Harvey Weinstein situation. Now, she goes on to talk about another situation that she had at the Peninsula Hotel. She said she was there to discuss a movie role, and here's what happened.
I began training, and then one day, Harvey asked me to meet him at the Peninsula to talk about the film. I told him explicitly that I would go there, but there would be no hanky-panky, and he told me not to worry about it. I was also told that his assistant would be present, and that made me feel comfortable. There was another girl in the suite that I didn't know. Harvey made it clear that he wanted me to engage in a threesome with him and this other girl. I refused. Afterwards, I called Harvey and yelled at him for putting me through that. He became angry and said that he had given me an amazing opportunity and that I was an ungrateful.
Now, I'm happy that all these young ladies are coming forward because I feel like that will change the culture in Hollywood. But what is the end goal with Harvey Weinstein? Like all of this pile on, like what are we trying to accomplish?
Looks like they're trying to get some charges on him.
That's what I'm saying.
There is a woman who is has gone to the police. We don't know if everybody's pressing charges, but a lot of these victims have lawyered up now. Gloria Allred, the lawyer, said that she had a meeting scheduled with the Weinstein board of directors that's set for discussing a victim's fund. Now, according to Gloria Allred, the board offered their lawyers, but she declined that. So
yeah, because a lot of this is the last few cases I've been hearing do sound like rape.
It is rape. She was raped.
So are they trying to get charges pressed against him or what? That's what I mean when I say what's the ultimate goal.
There's a couple of women who are pressing charges. I don't know if all of them are, but now these women are coming forward. But I think the goal is a bigger picture of the casting couch in Hollywood.
You gotta change the culture. Yeah,
I think that's the bigger picture is some of these women, even if they're not pressing charges, let's get this conversation going to let people know that if you try any of these things, there will be repercussions.
Like I always tell y'all.
It's not okay.
Like your Uncle Charlotte always says, somebody got to die in order for other people to live.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Weinstein is dead.
All right, now, Rihanna's Fenty Beauty. Let's talk about the success of that. Now, since her line launched a month ago, the first month numbers are in. Now, how much do you think they made?
I don't even know.
$9.5 million.
Shut up.
Over 20 million.
More than that.
50 million.
More than that.
100 million.
$72 million.
Wow. Congratulations.
Now, she beat out some very long established brands. Like Benefit, Urban Decay, NYX, all of that. So, shout out to Rihanna. That's incredible.
Drop on the clues bombs for Rihanna, damn it. Get your goddamn money, Riri.
That's right. And, you know, and once again, this shows the power of how much women of color actually affect the beauty industry because a lot of people were excited about her having the inclusive foundation with all different shades and different ranges and shades for people with some melanin. So, you know, our money is great.
What happened to that company that they was mad at the time? I can't remember the name of it. Remember the brother came up here? Was it Shea Moisture?
Uh-huh.
What happened to them? They went black after that situation.
Oh, I mean, listen, I still use Shea Moisture. I think sometimes people use bad campaign strategies, just like Dove had a situation. Mm-hmm. But they've always done a lot for the African-American community. So.
Gotcha.
All right, Neo and his wife are expecting their second child, so congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Crystal Smith posted, "We didn't plan for you, but you are God's plan, and I thank you for choosing us to be your parents." And then she said, "Impatiently waiting on our newest edition, We're Pregnant. I think he did it on purpose, joking, LOL." Now, his ex, Monietta Shaw, was also excited about the addition to the family as well.
No, drop on the clues bombs for Neil. I'm trying to have me another one as we speak.
You and me both.
I need me a little
You
going
to do another one?
I think so.
I meant to do the MV.
You know you can't get pregnant in your butt.
Shut up.
I meant to do the in vitro, but I think I done messed that up.
Why?
Because I'm dumb.
Are you having another baby?
I wasn't paying attention when my wife was talking, and I thought that you could do the in vitro after the fact, after you shoot the club up, so I don't know.
What?
Oh, you shot the club up. What's wrong with you? You got to do in vitro
first. I wasn't thinking. I didn't know.
Yeah, but I think I want another one. Listen, I want to do 6.
Last year you said you were done.
I want an even number. 3 boys, 3 girls.
Well, you missed it at iHeart, right? Or maybe not.
Maybe not.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Give me a little boy, I'm out the game.
All right. Well, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let us know what you want to hear at DJ Envy. Get your request in. And don't forget tonight, Powerhouse NYC goes down. The doors open up at 6. The show starts at 7. And my
you go on stage at 9:30. No, that would be 9:30.
Shut up, babe. I start at 8, all right? Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club Mix on the way.